Our first public hearing is conditional use 1658, Bart and Brenda Donaway.
Gentlemen, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an automotive repair to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.54 acres, more or less, lying at the northeast corner of Route 24 and Route 409. For the benefit of the commission, I've just passed down copies of the survey site plan for this application. It does say existing foundation. The house has actually been completed since the survey was done. A couple agency comments and a couple letters. First agency comment was from the Department of Transportation. It is the same comment we used in the last public hearing on this application in 2004. Nothing has changed. The road given consideration was Delaware Route 24 from Sussex 472 to the West Millsboro limits. There's an annual average daily traffic of 5,382 vehicles per day. A traffic impact study was not recommended, and it also states the proposed action will have no significant impact on traffic. And from the Sussex Conservation District, through a memorandum from Debbie Asher, District Coordinator, and dated June 12th of 2006, we are advised that the soils on site are Keenansville loamy sand, which has slight limitations for development. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation. That the Keenansville soils are considered prime farmland. That there are no storm flood hazard areas, no tax ditches affected. That it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared overlay with the lots and other projects in the area, and also a portion of soil survey map number 51. We also received two letters. They're both short. This is addressed to the commission dated June 15th. In referencing this application, this letter is in regard to conditional use 1658, references the applicant, the use intended in the location. We are neighbors to the Dunaways, and we do not object to the auto repair garage. Dunaways are very good neighbors, and their house, garage, and property are always kept very, very neat and well maintained. And it was signed by Joseph and Joyce Laughlin. The second one, again, was addressed to the commission. It states this letter is written in response to the public notice, references the case number. My husband and I occupy the property directly on the opposite corner of the property owned by Brenda and Bart Dunaway, and gives her address. The front of our property is face Route 24. The building he intends to operate the automotive repair service in is always well maintained. There are no loud noises coming from there day or night. The surrounding area around the building is kept clean of trash. As a nearby resident, I would not even know an automotive repair service was being held. There are many private garages in the area, and many of the nearby residences are used by the owners for car repairs. There seems to be a very nice rural neighborhood, and I don't think a small automotive repair service will hurt it or change it. And that sign respectfully submitted, Irene and Robert J. McCormick. And that's all I have, gentlemen, at this time.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing conditional use 1658, Bart and Brenda Donaway? Okay. Gentlemen, why don't we entertain a motion for a deferral till the end of the agenda, see if anybody shows up.
Mr. Chairman, I move to wait till after the other public hearing to see if the applicant shows up.
Second.
The moved and seconded to, I don't know what you call this, to defer this public hearing until the end of the of all of our public hearings to give the applicant an opportunity to appear. Okay, our next public hearing is conditional use 1659, Robin